We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air. Bring you the fall.
This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Rust.
All right, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR, and that is also CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca, and yeah, I'm here today. My name's Aaron, doing a showcase on a very long-standing punk rock band, hardcore punk band from Portland, Oregon, known as Poison Idea, who will be coming to the city for the first time in a good, I'd say a good 15 years. Yeah, they haven't been to this city since the late 90s. And yeah, Poison Idea were around originally, the recorded output from 1983 to 1993, but they've been playing intermittently since about 1998. The core members of the group have been Jerry A on vocals and Pig Champion on guitar, although Pig Champion doesn't play guitar anymore. He passed away in the 2000s. I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm going to say about 2007, 2008. He did record one final record with them, which we will probably get to later. But we're going to get into a lot of early stuff by the group and maybe look sort of chronologically at the career of Poison Idea. and start things off with Lifestyles from the Kings of Punk record, going back to 1986 on Postmort Records. And yeah, unlike a lot of hardcore bands that were around in the first wave of American hardcore, Poison Idea didn't really get going on vinyl until about 1983. They didn't start releasing music, unlike the other bands who, most hardcore bands that were around in the, from between 80 to 84, yeah, started putting out stuff in 1980, 1981. But let's not get too pedantic here. Let's get back into the show and get back into an early Poison Idea demo. This is from a demo going back to 1982, and the name of the demo was called Darby Crash Rides Again. Darby Crash was the singer for a legendary punk band from LA called The Germs, who was a very big influence on Poison Idea. And we're going to go back to 1982 and take you to there.
Here, the rock. Fuck off! Join the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House on September 27th from 12 to 6 p.m. in celebration of the diverse Mount Pleasant community at Metamorphfest 2014. Enjoy a fun-filled day full of live music, an interactive art walk, and many activities for children, seniors, and everyone in between. Sponsored by Van City Credit Union.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
The Baker and the Chef, Bangone T-Shirts, Cherry Bomb, House of Vintage, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, His Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save on Meats, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
All right, you're listening to Generation Annihilation, and we are showcasing Poison Idea, long-standing punk acts that are still going today. And they're playing Vancouver next Friday at Funky Winker Beans. Along the bill is Car 87, Old Man Strength, and Peggy. And they'll be playing Victoria the following night. Start things off with a track from the Darby Crash Rides Again demo going back to 1982. We heard a track called This Thing Called Progress and In My Headache. And then we heard a track from the Pick Your King 7-inch Fatal Erection Records, which was their first debut onto vinyl. It's in action, and it's going back to 1983. From the Fatal Erection Records 12-inch Record Collectors, we heard a track called AA. That's going back to 1984. And then we heard an outtake from the same session, a track called Town Hall. And we heard from a track from Drinking is Great compilation, track called Laughing Boy. And from the Cleanse the Bacteria compilation on Passport Records, we heard a track called Typical. And then we went way back to 1981 to a demo called Boner's Kitchen, and a very early incarnation of Poison Idea doing a song, Give It Up. And at this point they weren't even called Poison Idea yet. They were called the Imperials Pigs, which is maybe where the guitar player Tom Roberts got his name from, Pig Champion. But yeah, he was with all the original recorded output of the group, as I told you. And we're gonna get into another track going back to 1986 from the classic Kings of Punk LP. This is a track called Death Wish Kids on Generation Annihilation. We'll be right back.
Sins for 2,000 years.
I've got to pay for your sins. How many times have I got to pay for your sins? I'm getting tired.
Considering studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, September 27th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet top universities from around the world offering postgrad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Visit the Travel Zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 1 p.m., but come early at noon for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at studyandgoabroad.com.
All right, you're tuned into Generation Annihilation, and we are playing All Poison Idea on this particular show. Started off with a track going back to 1986 on Postmort Records. I may add that when this record came out, it was a total hardcore masterpiece, and during the times of 1986, very few bands were playing straight-up hardcore punk anymore. They were going more metal and more melodic, and the bands that were coming out could be considered crossover and going for that alternative edge, but not Poison Idea, who put out that fine piece of vinyl in 1986, and we followed with a track from the War All the Time full-length release. Came out in 1987 on Alchemy Records, a track called The Temple. And we followed with a track from the Filth Kick 7-inch EP, a track called Drug Revival. And from the 12-inch Getting the Fear, one of my favorite Poison Idea songs, a track called Getting the Fear, all about Charlie Manson. And yeah, those ones are going back to 1988, and you can find them both on one 12-inch, which is now out of print as well, called Ian McKay. And, yeah, by the time the late 80s, early 90s rolled around, Poison Idea were gaining a lot of weight. The entire band weighed about a good 1,400 pounds altogether. They were drinking a lot, but they decided to put the money where their mouths are and start a record label called American Leather Records. And they released a staple album of theirs called Feel the Darkness, which has since been repressed by different labels, including the big Epitaph Records of California. I think it'd be safe to say this is Poison Idea's biggest selling records, and we're going to hear a track off it. Probably the not the most notable track, but a very raging track from the record. Yeah, this record had kind of a rock and roll influence in some songs, but not this particular song called Nation of Finks. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started off with Poison Idea from the Feel the Darkness release, Backstab Gospel. That one is going back to 1990. Saw them twice with the that particular lineup that went on to do a few more albums with that same line. Actually, no, one guitar player on that album didn't play in the next two albums, but that's another story. Yeah, we followed with the official bootleg, an alternate version of Plastic Bomb, which is the song that started out the Field of Darkness release. And yeah, the official bootleg was officially released on Poison Idea Records, American Leather Records. And we followed with a track also on American Leather Records, Punish Me, the B-side of the Punish Me 7-inch called Mario the Cop. And Punish Me was featured on an album called Blank Blackout Vacants, which was a great album that came out in 1992, which we're going to hear a song off of right now. 1992 on Tang Records. This is a track called Smack Attack.
Your hand out, took your gun. Last game, you're still alive. Get any fast.
All right, recorded live June 6th, 1993, and released as a posthumous release called Pig's Last Stand. Yeah, Poison Idea doing a track called The Truth Hurts. And I don't know if this track was released anywhere else. I don't have it on any other releases. At least it wasn't on any of their full-length releases. But yeah, I'm glad this wasn't Poison Idea's last show from June 6th, 1993, because I actually got to see them in 1996 with the original lineup of Dean Johnson, Chris Tense, Jerry A, and Pig Champion, and it was a phenomenal set. And if that was the last time I ever saw Poison Idea, my memory would have been untarnished. Unfortunately, though, I saw them again in 1999. They weren't very good, and I saw them in 2009, and they weren't very good either. Yeah, and the set before that, we heard from the Blank Blackout Vacant release, Tang Records, 1992, a track called Smack Attack, and from 1993, We Must Burn, I guess their final full-length release until they got back together. We heard a track called When I Say Stop, and we're going to hear a track from when Poison Idea got back together in the late 90s. It was Chris Tense, Dean Johnson, and the guitar player, a different guitar player who played in Apartment 3G. Yeah, this 7-inch is really good, but live they were not. But yeah, this song sounds about as Poison Idea as any. It's from the Learning to Scream 7-inch on Tang Records. It's a track called Xerox Frustrate. Here we go.
One more time before I begin, I'll try to spit it out before I jump in. So stop me if you've heard of this before. I've said it a million times or more, and now it's all slowly coming back to me. But I'm too big down to disagree. Do you remember at the start? Before we down the path, there are
echo in my heart. You remember from the start, before we tore the back apart. And our outside is so degraded. Stop me if you've heard all this before. I'm sorry, I'm the end of it all. I'm sorry.
Question, go against the grain. Blame
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Heard a track from Poison Idea from the Learning to Scream 7-inch release on Tang Records. Track was Xerox Frustrates. And then we followed with a track going back to the 2000s, 2007, 2008. Actually, it's 2006. Latest Will and Testament. Final record with the late Pig Champion. Not that great of a record. And, Poison Idea. Play Vancouver, Funky Winker Beans, next Friday. If you've seen them when they were really good in the 90s, you probably don't need to see them again. But if you've never seen them, well, here's your chance. All I gotta say is the last few times I saw Poison Idea, I left feeling a little bit discontent feeling, and we're gonna hear a track by Poison Idea called Discontent.
Never again. Open up your bastard, somebody.
And this concludes Generation Annihilation for another week. Power Cord will be MIA today. Stay tuned for CITR Sports.
Your exo sand and your ex and sand. Baby, bring your friend, what's the happening? What's up? Bust a young vaccine ash. Looking like a young Tony Braxton. Instead of flaxing, tongue resting, puff puff passing, all high fashion.
Afternoon. We are here live on site at Canada's largest international university and student travel expo. It is called the Study and Go Abroad Fair, and the doors have just opened. We are at the Vancouver Convention Center, at right next to a giant cruise ship, and people are starting to flood in. I'm here with Steve. Steve, what do you host a show, yeah?
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Zhang for Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes.
And I'm here with Lauren of End of the World News. So happy to be here today. It's such a beautiful day outside, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. Extremely beautiful. And people are all around, as I said, starting to filter into this amazing event. Lots to see here, hey?
Yeah, definitely. So if you know you want to come down here, Vancouver Convention Center, check out some of the universities. If you've ever thought about going abroad to study, we got schools here from the UK, from Australia, from the US, and from Japan as well. So there's a variety, something for everyone.
Yeah, there's representation from really all around the world. And it's not just about studying either. It's if you want to volunteer, if you want to work abroad, and if you just want an exciting adventure, travel adventure, say a gap year or just to take a break, or maybe you've finished your studies and you want to explore the world. So lots of things going on here.
Yep, always a good idea to kind of widen your horizons, take a chance and go out and experience the world for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be talking to some of the people from the different institutions here today, as well as some of the people that are coming in to see the exhibit.
Exactly, yeah. We're going to have lots in store for you for the next 3 hours just during the event, so we can get some people in to chat from the representation from the groups that are here. Everyone has a stand, so it is exhibition style. You can go and chat with people. There's lots of pamphlets and information you can gather from. And you know what, Steve? It's not only just good for yourself to do this. I was reading up on an article about that was just released from the EU on Erasmus. So Erasmus is how